So just to clarify, the Reliance Defense Program becomes appropriate when a person has gotten into some kind of dispute with the IRS and they explain their actions, their reason for non-filing or whatever the action they chose, in terms of relying on the information contained within those documents which are furnished in that box. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. But the one thing that cannot happen is if the documentation is brought before the court, the government, the prosecutors, will file what's called a motion in limine, precluding us from using that documentation. So what I did was I circumvented that situation. And when an individual gets a letter from the IRS, whether it's an audit letter, whether it's a 515, 518, 520, no matter what it is, whether it's a telephone call, a knock on the door, that documentation then goes to the Internal Revenue Service. And I take out of that large box, volume one, volume two, four three-ring binders that contain all of the documentation from the National Archives in Washington, and present it to the district counsel, who is usually at the meetings, or the revenue agent who is there. It's an exhibit, and they are made thoroughly aware of the fact that if anything happens to this case any further, if you carry it on any further, then we will expect you to come into court and testify about the documentation that has just been presented to you. Because when I take out each piece of documentation, I will give a little bit of history as far as the documentation is concerned.
So, Bill, you've gone with many clients to the IRS offices. You've presented your boxes. Can you tell us what kind of response you've gotten back from the agents that you present this to?
Well, yes, I can. There was an agent in Florida who I happened to go before once, and I have a document prepared that the agents sign showing that they have accepted the documents, and that document has everything that's in the box. One of the most important things that I do is to bring along a certified, notarized court reporter, not a little tape recorder. So now we have a transcript of everything that was said and everything that was done. The agent in Florida accepted the documentation after about 2 hours and was probably about 7-8 months later that I had to go back to that very same agent. When he walked into the room and saw me sitting at the conference table with a box, he said, "Oh, S." And blank, blank. He says, "Not you again." He says, "I know what the box is all about, Bill." He says, "Give me the document that you want me to sign." And he says, "You can be out of here quicker than you were last time."
So when people see you coming, they already know what's in that box, and nobody has pursued it into the courtroom. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yes.